opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're getting ready for the college football season. SEC Media Day is going on. It's Dukes and Bell live from Murph's Cobb Galleria as we get ready for the All-Star Game tonight. Mike went to the Home Run Derby last night. He'll go to the All-Star Game tonight. And we see a lot of Braves fans, man, obviously here, but we've seen fans from all over the country.
Yeah, man, just where we were sitting, there was a guy from wearing a Giants jersey. There were some folks from Chicago. Pretty funny because guys like there were Cubs fans. We saw some guys from the South Side, from the greater Chicagoland area, for the White Sox. So I did the Hawk Harrelson impression. I was like, there you go. But, yeah, it's just nice to have people from all over. The battery, as I said, was just packed. I mean, everybody. So I think there's certainly more people here than obviously have the tickets for the events.
I would agree. And that, it'll probably be the same thing tonight, just kind of hanging out for those who can't get in. Hey, let's talk to our buddy Bruce Feldman, guys, as we continue talking about college football, specifically SEC Media Days and what's been going on in and around college football. Bruce writes for The Athletic, does a terrific job of covering the game. And appreciate you as always, Bruce. You know, everybody's talking about the SEC. There really were no coaching changes, per se, and Kirby was talking to one of our shows earlier today, and he said, look, NIL's kind of changed the administrative side of this where you got to think twice about firing a coach when you're paying all these players. Yeah, they're going to leave, and you could lose all your players. Do you buy that? Do you think there's something to that and how coaches will retain their jobs maybe even during this NIL period because of the cost that is associated with changing coaches and bringing in new players?
I think there's definitely an element of that. I think the other thing that's happened is the buyouts got so big and the contracts for head coaches got so big that unless you're Texas A&M, and obviously that happened with Jimbo, I'm not sure, and I know this because like we did a big story on Florida State and how they kind of fell apart last year, and I talked to an AD at a big school. And I broached that issue of how viable it is to, we saw Texas A&M do it. And that guy said, I just think that's more of a one-off. I don't know how many schools, it was like, could I technically do it? Yeah, it's such a financial hit to ask big money people to swallow $80 million. And so I think that also has factored into it. I think there's just a lot of pieces of, timing-wise, I think there'll probably be a lot more head coaching changes this year, especially in the big schools, because in the power conferences, you basically had not a lot. You had North Carolina and Purdue. Those aren't huge jobs. It wasn't too much more than that, whereas I think this year you'll probably get more than that.
You feel that this is a kind of a make-or-break year? Not make-or-break. He's not going anywhere, to your point about big-money coaches. But is this the year that Texas grabs the brass ring?
I think there's a really good chance of that. I know that they have to replace almost the entire offensive line, and obviously they're breaking in Arch, who there's big expectations, but he only played a little bit last year. But I think right now, I think it's really up for grabs. I mean, you look at the defending national champs, they have to replace both coordinators and a ton of guys who went to the NFL. And I just feel like it's just not the same thing in terms of like, who's loaded. I mean, you know, Kirby Smart's there, you know, today at SEC Media, he's talking about just how much of the roster is first and second year guys. You know, it's not to say they didn't bring in some really talented guys in the portal, but that's just, you know, I think it's just hard to look at a school and go, okay, this is their year.
Yeah, there's so much unpredictability in the entire season, let alone the college football playoff itself. Bruce Feldman, our guest, guys, with The Athletic, talking to him about all things SEC. Speaking of hot seats, so who do you think going into the season, just looking at the big picture, okay? Because I've been on this Brian Kelly thing, and I said to Mike, you know, there's three games in a six-week period. If you lose to Clemson, you lose to Florida 2 weeks later, and then you've got Ole Miss – you could have three L's, and I just don't know if he could withstand that with what people are already saying about LSU. What do you see with LSU with Nussmeier coming back specifically and Brian Kelly?
I mean, they've spent a ton of money. You know, Brian Kelly has not been shy about talking about how this is the best roster he's had. Hmm. You know, if you lose against a really good Clemson team in a tough place, you know, that'd be his fourth season opening loss. I think it's LSU. The expectations – crazy to say it because it was Notre Dame, but the expectations are higher at LSU than they were in South Bend.
I agree.
You know, now you play tougher teams, but the one thing Ed Orgeron, Les Miles, and Nick Saban had in common, the only thing, was each of them won national titles in Baton Rouge. You know, if you're Brian Kelly, and they also all did it within their first 4 years.
Right.
If that doesn't happen, and again, I'm like, if they don't make the playoff this year, I think there will be just people, you know, and people who matter there will be beside themselves about this is not working out. You can be a terrific coach, but you can fit matters. You know, he may be a better coach for Notre Dame than he is as a fit in LSU. We'll see. I mean, I think his quarterback, Garrett Nussmeier, is terrific. He's got a lot of good skill talent they brought in. They upgraded the defense. You know, they got a little better last year in Blake Baker's first year as a defense coordinator. I would expect them to make a big jump. But I'm fascinated. They're the most intriguing team in college football this year for all those reasons.
It's Bruce Feldman, guys, from The Athletic. As we're live, guys, from Murph's getting ready for the All-Star Game. And, of course, it's SEC Media Days. A lot of stuff going on here in Atlanta. The Big Ten is top-heavy, but they're the defending champs back-to-back. SEC fans hate this, Bruce, because they feel that, obviously, the SEC won through – how many teams now, Carl? 16?
Yes.
I lose track, Bruce.
That's correct.
It's still better. But do you believe that, you know, the conference versus conference, the SEC is the better conference?
Yeah, it's deeper. I mean, it's just deeper. Even when – you know, if Georgia took a step back after, you know, the great couple title run years, they're still a superpower. Texas is loaded. You know, you have a bunch of teams, whereas I feel like right now in the Big Ten, you had Ohio State, who is recruiting like those other teams, the other superpowers. And Oregon, I think, is close to that. And Penn State is close to that. You know, Michigan fell off last year. I think, you know, it seems like they've upgraded recruiting. But after that, I just, you know, I feel like the SEC feels like it runs about eight deep, whereas the Big Ten runs about four deep.
Yeah, I would agree. Hey, I want to ask you, and this is not a college football question. This is a dad question, because I saw you coached your son's Pee Wee football team, and you wrote a nice piece about it and got great response talking about the things you learned. What did you learn, Bruce? Because we all think we can coach. We coach Little League. Some people are involved with their kids all the way through high school, and then they get to college, and, you know, like Dion, for example, you know, coaching his sons. But what did you learn in that process? Because it's kind of funny, because I think all of us feel like we could come off the couch and be this great coach.
Yeah, the one thing I learned more than anything was, after covering college football for 25 years and being around a lot of coaches, a lot of the things that I thought were coach speak and cliches are really good things for parenting. And so, you know, I tried to, the more I was kind of thought about it, I was like, all right, I'm going to do what some of the coaches, like, I spent a ton of time around Mike Leach. You know, I wrote his book, and, you know, we had a lot of conversations. And a lot of the stuff of keeping it simple, you know, repping a lot of things so you get good at certain things. You try to stay positive because they're kids as best you can. You want them to have fun. You want them to come back. You know, like, you know, it's a little different because I feel like what motivates and how, if you're trying to connect with one kid, because I've now coached for, like, I don't know, 8 seasons or so, and it's what works with one kid. If you were trying to settle down one, it may not work with another one. They're all wired a little differently. They're all at different levels of emotions. So you just want them to have fun, and if you're lucky, you have a really good group of parents. And we've been really lucky because, like, the football team I have on Friday nights, you know, they've been together for a while, and I don't think anybody's sitting there going, "Oh, I'm going to play in the NFL someday," but they love football, and so that's really what makes it fun.
Parents okay? Because I have some experience coaching youth sports. Parents can drive you crazy.
No, our parents have been great. I mean, and I had one of the dads whose, you know, son's been on our team for, I don't know, probably 2 years, and he was like a high-level volleyball player, and he had said to me, you know, when you draft a kid or get a kid, you're really getting the families. And he's right, because if you have good families, you know, the rest stuff kind of works out. And, you know, you maybe don't win every game, but I just think that the kids are so connected, and the relationships you have with these families. A lot of our kids don't go to the same school. They're from, like, maybe one town over. You know, they're at different elementary schools, or, you know, and it's just great that you're connected with so many people. It's been, like, I'm not saying we don't have any kind of, like, things where it's just, like, gets super frustrating or whatever, but it's, for the most part, you know, you just, everybody likes to be around everybody, and they like to compete. And, you know, for the one of the best things is just, I know, at least in our case, our son's, like, obsessed with football. He loves it. And all this stuff has only made it more, you know, it's connected us in ways. I love the car rides with him. And it's just stuff I never thought about until I was actually coaching him. That's been so great.
Yeah, and it's a great transition because we got a lot of fathers bringing their kids to the All-Star game here. Mike and I are literally right across the street from the park, and, you know, this is one of those rites of passages, right? You take your kid to the ball game, and if you get a chance, you take them to one of these All-Star games, and hopefully they fall in love with it. And it's kind of cool that you're doing that with your son and talking about Pee Wee football, because it's a great time in their life. Bruce, before we let you go, do you think there's going to be a team now with this expanded playoff? Who is the Indiana this year? Who's the team that's going to make a run, and we're all going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. As you've looked at these teams, is there a team in your mind right now that could play that role and maybe be obviously in the college football playoff and no one expected it like Indiana last year?
I feel like it would have to be like a Big 12 kind of team because – you know, we saw, like, Arizona State preseason pick to finish in the bottom, and they not only made the playoff, they almost beat Texas, you know? I feel like there would be a Big 12 team, but I don't have, you know, when I've gotten asked that question, it's always been kind of who's the this year's Indiana in the Big 10, and I'm kind of like, all right, I guess I'm going to lean into Nebraska. I feel like they have a good quarterback who's in his second year. Dana Holgorsen takes over the offense. He's really kind of scaled things down, and they don't have a lot of speed, but I feel like they have gotten a lot. I feel like they've gotten a lot better, and so we'll see if this is year three magic for Matt Rhule. We've seen that at other stops, so maybe Nebraska will finally get things bouncing their way because it's been a real down decade for them.
And just finally bring it back to Georgia with this parity we've got now for the big boys. Maybe this is a year that Kirby is probably better equipped as this year is Saban to maybe get back on the championship.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against it. I mean, there's still a ton of talent there. You know, I listened to him this morning on SEC Network, and I just felt like, you know, his message and talking about leadership and a lot of the things that sometimes maybe people don't, you know, they want to hear a specific thing about a player or everything, but I feel like, you know, it seems like they're in a good direction. They just have a lot of new faces, and you hope for their sake, you know, the receiving room, because they just had a lot of drop-off when you have, like, such a go-to guy in Brock Bowers, and Ladd McConkey was a terrific, you know, second piece of that, and then neither guy was there last year, and I think they were pressing. So with a rebuilt receiver core in the portal, maybe that changes things, you know. Like, I still think, you know, they're a dangerous team. And, you know, we saw when they're at their best, you saw what they got after Texas. I mean, that was impressive when you watched them at midseason, especially going to Austin. So like, I mean, you know that expression, they have a puncher's chance? You know, they pack a wallop, too. So I wouldn't bet against them.
Good stuff. Bruce Feldman, follow him, guys. Check him out. He writes for The Athletic, does a terrific job. College football season is here, believe it or not. Bruce, we'll talk soon. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
You got it. Yeah, Kirby, the coach today, you're going to hear what he had to say coming up at the top of the hour with Andy and Randy. But we sell relationships over transactions.
Yeah, and it's funny because I love the quote. I love the fact that – because it should be about that. I mean, look, what we're saying now is, Mike, allegedly, everybody is on the same playing field. You're going to Missouri, they can only pay you X amount of dollars. They can pay you more, but nobody's going above.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of this $20 million that right. Everybody's allotted, right? And so if that's the case, isn't it about relationships? Isn't it about playing time? Because now when you talk about, well, it used to be my boosters had more money than your boosters and we could legally or right. illegally pay you more. Okay, well, I just think there are going to be some players who make more because of their positions. You're going to play quarterbacks more than you do a second right. string safety. But everybody on the team's getting paid. Hey, we're coming back. We got a guy that's very, very interesting who's going to join us next. Can't wait to talk to Paul Martin. And you're going, Paul Martin, who is he? Wait to hear this story next on Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.